This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. I believe it's a session of Sanity anyway. Right here on the Joe Messina Show, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, head up to the website, okay? You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going up there. I post a lot of stories that are relevant to what we're talking about. Some of you have convinced me to load the stories up after the show, so you can at least go read the rest of them and work through it, because I don't go into some of them very much detail with them. So it's up there for you to read. There's a I'm cleaning the house over here. There's a donate button up there. Remember, I keep telling you that the social media networks are not allowing us to make any money online. So you need to get you need to get a little busy there. Okay, we can't put these shows on. Not just myself, but a lot of others. We can't put the shows on without making some money, without making things happen. So give it some thought, and not my, maybe there's a couple of other shows that you want to get behind that you want to support or what have you. Sign up for the email blast. Sign up for text messaging. You want to text Go Joe to 77222. Go Joe, all one word, 77222. Sonny Smith joins me. Kick off the. You have that look again. Let me finish. Otherwise, people won't know who you are. Sure. Sonny Smith joins me. She does every week. Kick the weekend off so. You were going to say something. What I say?
There's a reason why maybe people don't know who I am, because I have really laid low, especially since the Biden administration. I mean, there's been some times that I've just been really dispirited, but thank you, Joe, for forcing me, softly forcing me to come on your show every week. It keeps me in the loop.
I lock her in a room, and I don't let her have her food until
she's
done.
Totally. And I'm not really active right now in politics the way I was before with the Tea Party. When you introduced me the other day to somebody as being really instrumental in the Tea Party, and I had forgotten. That's how far removed I am from politics.
You have to get that stuff. That was, that's a big deal.
It's a big deal. But I had forgotten it. So I went on. So I wrote a book before I got kicked out of Hollywood called Devin Sevi's Real Deal on Global Warming. And Devin Sevi are these two characters I created. I worked for Disney and
it's some stuff you don't need to admit to.
But I know. You know, we all have a dark past. But now the liberals dragged my ratings down on Amazon, and all it takes is a couple, and you're
right.
But I noticed the other day that the ratings are back up again, which I think means that some of us are reading the book. I had a scientist friend of mine read the book, and he said, "This is glorious." He was, he co-signed it. I have Andrew Breitbart wrote the foreword to it. Walter E. Williams wrote a testimonial in the book. It's a legitimate book. Now, it's old. It's like 20, maybe 15 years old.
Yeah, but there are facts in there that don't change.
There are facts in there that don't change. change. So it's a great book, and I'm working on my second Devin Sevi book, which now, because of the biblical citizenship class, will be, and I always knew this was going to be my second book, was Why America Rocks. And so I'm working on that now. But I would ask your audience to please go pick up a copy of Devin Sevi's and please give it a positive rating, because the liberals, what they do to us, just like trolling us, is they bring our ratings down when we go through all the trouble. And it took me like, you know, a year or so to research everything in this book and to present it in a way that I knew that I could, because I worked for...
What grade level would you say...
I always said it was 11 and up, and I think it's great for parents because now you can explain it to your children. If you have a homeschooling group, and I have to look into that, but I think it's a great homeschool book.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great homeschool book.
No, I'm sure. Yeah, by the way, you wrote that in 2008.
Is that when I did it?
Yeah. And your anniversary was last week.
Oh, wow.
How do you like that? Last weekend.
And I came out with the book the week of Earth Day. So it was a big opening, and I did, you know, I was on all the radio stations. It was a big deal then.
So on Earth Day, I plan on going through all the predictions that they made. Matter of fact, I'm going to go through all the predictions they made and show you that not a one.
Not a nary, as my mother, my 99-year-old woman's mother would say, not a nary one came through. And that's in the book, too, is all the predictions that were made. And luckily, I'm at the age group where I can see I just can't believe the left anymore. You know, it's not a political book, but it's a very pro-American, very pro-American book.
Oh, it is a pro. Listen, giving people information, real information, not the garbage stuff they get, but giving people real information, there's nothing wrong with it. It's the right way to do it.
Right. You the know? Caribou thing was another thing that just forced me. Well, the thing that motivated me to write this is my daughter, who I talked about earlier, she's just... I couldn't talk to her about global warming. She just flew off the handle, and I was like, okay, I can't talk to her, but maybe I can help some other children or some other people. And that's what motivated me, is the irrational, this irrationality, this emotional thing about weather, about climate change, and we've only been studying it for a certain amount of time. And
yeah, nuts. Just
nuts. It's the nuts that you're seeing now in politics. It's real, folks. Yep. They're nuts.
Yes, it definitely is sickness. All right, we'll be back. I'm trying to get her blood boiling a little bit more when we come back. So I'm going to see your host, Togo Paul. Go get some antacid. We'll be right back.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them, so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, And that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate before going into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mazzino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's what I always say to you. But you can't. Don't be part of the solution unless you get informed. If you're not informed, keep your mouth shut. Seriously. Because you make the rest of us look like fools. And it really is no, there's no reason for it. Seriously. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, as I said, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and be part of the solution. Let me bring her on. Sonia Schmidt. I love it. I got your heart pumping over there.
I'm calm a little bit. I just want to tweak something you say, and I get it.
Oh, go ahead.
Don't go spouting off stuff that you don't really know anything about, or it's like... I heard one friend of ours, and she's like, she's wanted to argue the point that Michelle Obama was a dude, And I'm like, it's possible. But that's not, you know, is that the hill you want to die on? I think rather than arguing those sorts of points is that you stick to the things that you feel strongly about. And it's your children right now, or it's the sex ed thing right now. And if you don't have the facts even behind the sex ed, don't even bring that up. Talk about you as a parent. Just really talk about things that people can't dispute because they're all about you. You know?
Yep.
So, yes, don't shy away because you think that you have to be so uber smart, because Lord knows if that were the case, Joe wouldn't have me on the show. You have such sophisticated guests, and they have such expertise in different areas, and then you just have me, some black chick who you know that you like
some
to talk.
Some black chick, that's hilarious. Well, you know, really, sincerely, it was always because you and I, you know, we knew where we were coming from. You knew where my heart was coming from. I got tired of people telling us that we couldn't talk about certain stuff, right? I have Zoe on. I have white women on, too, you know. And
come on,
because when the left throws up to you, you can't talk about something because of A, then you bring in A. And it goes to, here, fight her, fight him. They are A and they are B. Same thing when I make fun of Italians. I've had people actually send me emails, go, oh, my God, you shouldn't do that. You don't understand. I write it back, go, wait a minute, I don't understand. Last name's Messina. What don't I understand? Okay, I grew up where people actually truly came here on the boat. All right?
But they're so uncomfortable because the left has not only drilled into our heads that there's so much bounding racism, but they also give solutions without asking any of us, is this really going to solve the problem? So anything that smacks of culture is, they deem it racist. So they don't know what they're talking about. And I'm saying, you know what? Listening to the left is like listening to, like that scene in The Exorcist before the two priests go in, the elder priest tells the younger priest, don't look at it. Don't look at it in the eyes. Don't listen to anything it says. Don't give it any credence whatsoever. And that's what we have to do to the left.
Yeah.
It's like when your kids are going, I want ice cream for dinner. Do you listen to that? No, you don't.
No, I wrote a piece years ago that according to the left, I hate my children. Because I don't do what they want to do. I don't honor what their wishes are. I don't, you know, bow to every time they say, I want.
No, right? Because you're the adult in the room. You know what's best for them. You know, and it goes back to what we were talking about earlier in about the Constitution. Had we known, and had we not been taught that the Constitution was also evil and racist and,
yeah,
you know, sexist, that we would have stopped this stuff in its tracks. Liberals have also taught us that our children are supposed to rule in what they like and their cute little rainbows, when that's not at all what
well,
God's
children are humans too, you know, so you're supposed to listen to them.
Oh, right. Oh, God. So because we swallow all this stuff and go, and we reevaluate our own, you know, we're not sure of who we are. Well, maybe I'm not being nice if people can, you know, they should be able to love who they love. And nobody ever said people shouldn't be able to love who they love.
You know, what always drove me nuts was, you know, you're sitting there and you're having a conversation with a parent or you're having something going on, and they got the little one that's running around between your legs and around there. You know what I'm talking about, running all around.
Yeah.
And then they you know, they'll come and they'll sit between you and mom and they go, when are we going to go? When are we going to go? When are we going to go? Right? And they'll stop talking to you.
And they'll say, I gotta go.
Right. Well, or they'll say, mommy's talking, you have to wait. And they'll look back at you and start talking. The kid's like, but I want to go now. I want to go now. I want to go now. It's like, are you for real? I mean, this is not new tonight. This has been going on for a while. Why do you let this child do this? Why don't stop? I don't stifle my children from wanting to express themselves. Yeah, well, give me an old sock. I'll fix that.
But, well, I'm not suggesting that remedy, but it does help because they have to learn how to act in the real world.
Yeah.
They can't go to their jobs and do that. Now, I know that I indulge my grandson, and I went out with him earlier today. And he does have a problem hearing when other adults are talking, and he just, but it's, we do indulge him. We do think this kid walks on water, and but it finally got to be the point where we're like, can you just wait until adults are talking here, you know? But you have to do that because they have to learn.
Yeah.
But that's not what we did with liberals. We didn't tell them, you got to learn.
No.
So now we're stuck with this out of control, immature, evil, godless, soulless group of people. And they're not the majority, by the way, ruling us. And
no.
How does that feel? How
no,
does that they have locked us in our houses for yep. 2.5, almost 3 years. And we've tolerated that. And we're just hoping they don't. We're just hoping they don't do it. I understand that Philadelphia is going back.
The city now has gone back to the masks.
And it's so funny because I was considering a trip to Philadelphia because of biblical citizenship to take my grandson to show him, you know, the things that I saw when I was there, Independence Hall. And I ain't wearing no mask. I'm not doing that. I didn't do it here. I haven't done it for the past 2.5 years, 3 years, and I'm not doing it now. So I wonder if people have had enough of this. Why is Philadelphia strapping on again? And what? Or are they? I can't accuse them of something I don't know. Like, to your point about be informed, are they really going, okay, and putting on the mask again? Are they going...
Well, some of them will say, you know, oh, well, I got to go out, I got to go to work, I got to do this, I got to do that. Well, that's great, but until you really, truly start pushing back on these people, nothing's going to change.
Oh.
Absolutely nothing. Hey, we got to go for a break, that stupid commercial thing that we do. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans hitting the road for the Easter weekend can expect little change in gas prices. AAA finding the national average price for regular remains at $4.07 a gallon. Gas prices are down 24 cents a gallon over the past month, Missouri continues to have the least expensive gas in the United States with a statewide average of $3.64 a gallon. California is far and away the most expensive at $5.71 a gallon. Don't expect to see President Biden visiting Ukraine anytime soon. That's the word from White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. She told a podcast, Biden is always ready for anything, but added, we're not sending the president to Ukraine. Biden has been considering sending a top U.S. envoy to the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv since Russian forces moved elsewhere. This is USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Welcome to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Really, be part of the solution, okay? Otherwise, you just, I said it earlier, you're part of the problem. And if you do go off half-cocked without the real information, you do make it tougher on the rest. You make the rest of us look like major league fools. Sonya Schmidt joins me, she does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. And, you know, you have to admit, Sonya, sometimes when you go and you're talking to groups or you're talking to whoever, and you know, they'll say to you, well, you guys believe this. And I'm like, you guys, who guys? I don't believe that.
Right.
Because they hear somebody on the air or wherever say it.
Yeah, my sister did that to me. She's a raging leftist, and especially at the time. And she said to me that I hate gays and that I'm a fundamentalist Christian. And you know what those people are like, without even explaining. And I said, do you know, have you ever met any fundamentalist Christians? And this, she asked them a question, if you call the carpet, they don't know. Talk about us not having information. They don't, and then they get mad at you for just asking them a question. They've never had to, oh my gosh, it says my internet is unstable, so hopefully I'm still on.
I mean,
these people have never had to.
Joe was unstable? Or
no. That unstable was an interesting word, especially in the mood that I'm in right now. But the left has never had to make an argument. They just, you know, like God says, I am, they are just, I am. And they don't think that they are worthy of a discussion. They don't think that they don't discuss this with you because they just are. Liberalism just is. And how dare when you just ask them simple questions.
Well, you know, the people are so afraid to ask, to your point. A friend of mine, a friend of mine who's a Mormon, I remember years ago sitting down with him and said, look, I've read a lot about the Mormon faith. I've read a lot about what you guys believe and don't believe. You go on a regular basis. Talk to me. tell me what you believe. I mean, not right. sell me, but explain to me what you believe.
Right.
Okay? Yeah. Well, it takes all the guard down, right? Because I really want to know what it is you believe and why you believe it.
But that's because in that situation, you were sincerely inquisitive. You wanted to be enlightened. The left does not want to be enlightened. They think that they are the enlightenment. So they're really...
You're right.
And they're not really smart. So it really is like arguing with your two-year-old. Point one is, why do it? You know? And because a two-year-old, you can throw some salient points at them, and they're still not going to go, well, do you? Maybe I should just grow up first before I open my trap. You know? And the left is the same way. They're not going to get... It's my opinion, but I don't think that they are savvy enough or smart enough to go, boy, I didn't know the answer to that question. Maybe I should just, like, learn more. I was working on a TV show with a guy, big producer, who wanted to do a TV show about a biracial, also bi-political partner marriage.
The only thing he missed was both of them being transgender.
Exactly. Well, this was a few years. This is only a couple of years ago. So
give him time. Okay, got it.
So he connected with me because he knew no other conservatives. And the backstory to that is he was one of the reasons that I was ousted. So it's just ironic that he called me and goes, I don't know anybody else. Can you help me with this project? So I'm giving him different resources and stuff. Do you know this man had never heard of Ben Shapiro? He had never heard of the term nanny state. Nanny state. I mean, I could go down the line. He had never. Their world is so insulated. Whereas we know everything about them. We've either lived in their environment, worked in their environment, we have to watch their news, we have to read their...
They always accuse us of not, being stuck on Fox or stuck on Newsmax.
And exactly.
I'm not. I go to them all. I have to.
Yes, we have to do the work. Yeah. And Fox, I'm sorry, I haven't watched Fox in years. It's totally clear that they have not been my type of conservative. I don't know what they're doing, but they're not. That's not where I go to get my news.
No,
you can't anymore because
it's too much. So let me stir it up here in a few minutes. So,
as if you haven't been.
Well, you know, people spend big bucks to send their kids to colleges. They spend a lot of money looking for the college they want to send their child to, and this is the stuff that drives me crazy. So at Cornell University, the annual Krieger Lecture in American Political Culture, the professor who gave the speech there decided to tell everybody that America is dying of whiteness. And the reason for that is because white folks usually vote for issues, what have you, that benefit them, where black folks vote for things that actually are detrimental to them. And that goes along with another professor at Texas State University, who says that the biggest problem with the election integrity is it's racist. So it's almost like they get these young minds in there, and you know how young people are. You can make them feel bad over just about anything. You know, the fact that they have $2 in their pocket, the guy is sleeping on the street, is their fault. And this is just a constant beatdown. And look at what he said there, too. Here's a white, balding guy who says that black folks vote for things that basically keep them down.
That's the only point that I was hanging on that you said. So he's saying that white people put into laws or things that you can vote for that benefit only them, but he's also saying black people are so stupid that they're voting for these laws.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's saying.
That's exactly what he's saying.
And I've always said to you, even in a tongue-in-cheek way, do black people not know how to read? Because it's right there in these bills. It's right there in these places.
No. And I ain't saying this to be rude.
Go ahead.
But as long as we go to public status schools, we ain't going to learn how to read. We will learn how to consider if we're boy or girl. We will learn other stuff, but we are not going to learn how to read. We're not going to learn how to reason, and that is by design. It's the same reason that slaves weren't allowed to learn to read.
That's right.
Once you learn to read and once you learn to think, now you have power. So that can't happen.
Yeah, during Jim Crow days, you weren't allowed to educate a black person.
It's a big reason for that. And interestingly enough, what they learned to read was what? The Bible. I think there's an amazing connection between what they learned to read on and the oppression that they really dealt with.
I should have gave that book away at the Bible class because I have the book that was taught in schools for the first 200 years of this country's existence.
Wow.
And it's amazing. Just amazing.
It's so amazing. Yeah. And it's so sad that we're being denied this sort of history and that the left has done such a great job of saying, so what? You know, all these years, we're talking 50, 60 years, where they, you know, our society's been told that these guys are evil, ignorant, slave owners, hypocrites, you know, but they've had the bully pulpit. They have been able to get this message out. And I think we were asleep at the wheel. Even when I saw it in my daughter's elementary school. I was like, and I didn't know that I was a conservative at the time, but I knew what they were doing wasn't going to end well. And that's what I said. I sat in those chairs when I go to the parents' things, and I would go, ooh, this ain't going to end well. But my consolation was I lived in the ghetto, and this was my only way of getting them into better schools. So I sent them into charter schools, but it was very woke charter schools. And I was like, this ain't gonna be good.
You know how everybody's screaming about that Texas don't say gay law, which has nothing to do with don't say gay. Interesting.
Well, now they're saying so-called, give him a little credit.
Okay, give him a little credit. All right. We'll talk a little bit more about this in the side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Sonya Schmidt after the break.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Now with orders orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Don't get distracted. We got a lot coming up, a lot we want to talk about. Sonia Smith joins me. She does every week, kind of kick it off. We're talking about the stuff that you guys are talking about. We're just not doing it in the same way, seriously. And again, Sonia, always have a good. You're looking for recipes, right?
I'm hungry.
Yeah, those people in the chat room, too, they're making me hungry as well, you know.
Are they suggesting what I should eat? Because
I don't know. They should. Maybe they should tell you what you should have
for
dinner.
Oh, my gosh. You know? I always eat after I talk to you, but generally I would have made it and then be ready to go. But I just don't have the energy. The left has worn me down.
No, that's like, I think I Uber Eats or something like that. You can order something and have it to
leave. Not all that, but then you got to make a decision and then.
Oh, what do you want? Really?
If you're trying to eat vegan.
You're starting
vegan,
to sound like them.
I'm Californian, so I'm trying to eat vegan.
I mean, you don't live far from California Pizza Kitchen.
Yeah, and it's all got cheese and the gluten. And
oh, gluten. Give me some gluten.
Tomorrow night.
I'm good with gluten.
Tomorrow night.
All right.
And, tomorrow night. I'm going to make linguine clam. So
really,
I want to make it tonight, but.
We were talking about the parental rights, bill in education.
I'd rather talk about food, but okay.
Yeah, I'm moving it away from food because I got time to go and I'm going to have to sit here without eating. So the Florida Parental Rights in Education Bill. Now, it was aimed at reinforcing the fundamental rights of parents, and everybody said it was a political move, it wasn't needed, or what have you. But this group has come out and said, there were discussions going on in these schools to begin with, encouraging the littles. Now, the littles can only be, if it's K through, five, it's the little guys, to explore their gender identity, right? What would a little guy even know about gender, or what that even means?
Okay.
Don't tell me it's a Marxist plan again, because I already got that.
Okay, good. Well, it's beyond that. I was listening to a radio show this.
Listen to other shows.
I'm sorry, but I just tried to do my homework before I come on your show, but. They reminded me that someone called in, it was a caller, and he reminded the audience about Queer Nation, which was years ago. And they had an agenda to turn this nation, hence the name Queer Nation, this nation into a queer nation, which is what they're on their road to do. I know that we warned against the slippery slope of going from gay acceptance to transgender to pedophilia, and now here we are. So I don't think that this is about whatever. Okay, in writing we have a term and it's called the thing is never the thing. So whatever the person is talking about, that's not really what they're trying to do. So anything that you're bringing up about transgender or taking it into the schools and it being okay, that it's not about it being okay. They're making fun of us on the left on their news channels, calling us, oh yeah, we're saying it's about grooming. It's absolutely about grooming. There's a sickness that these people have, and we have to accept that it's a sickness, and it's an evil, and we have to fight that. I don't care about the minutiae. I don't care about the arguments. Like you were saying in the earlier segment, they have to be stopped, and you can't worry about if you're being mean or if you're not allowing people to love each other. No, we're not. No, because you guys have... We know about the left that when you give them an inch, they will take a mile. They will never be happy because their agenda is way over here. But they have to start over here to make you feel like you're just being reasonable. You're being okay. You're being loving. You're being helpful. And then they move it a step farther and then a step farther. And now look at where we are. Now look at this. And you can't be nice about this anymore.
No. No, that's true. You can't be nice about it because they're not. And they're not going to be, and they're not going to try to be. None of that's going to happen. I know everybody's waiting for that kumbaya moment, and you can't because we're almost naturally opposed to each other based on what they want to do. Correct?
If you were confronted with the devil, let's just say the devil was that guy in a red suit and the pitchfork and the whole thing.
Yeah.
What kind of compromise would you make with that guy that would make him go, okay, I'm good. Like the comedian Pete Davidson, okay. No, you can't make a compromise with that guy.
No.
And I'm sorry for you guys who don't see it in those terms, but anybody who wants to talk to a kindergarten, pre-kindergarten, to a third grader about sexuality, you better stop and think if that's good or evil. And if you come up on the side of it's evil, then you have to deal with it as such. And you don't try to make deals with that.
No.
And that's what we did. That's what we've been doing for years. We've been making deals with the devil, and look at where we are now.
Well, we need to protect, and we need to protect the kids. And but that falls back to a lot of people. They don't want other people to feel bad. They don't want to, you know what I'm saying? They don't want their kids to feel like they're out of step. Now, listen, we have the book. I want to look at the workbook. They have a workbook for this. It's called the Gender Identity Workbook for Kids. All right, and when you read what it touches on, you know, the bullet points, it has 37 simple fun activities to help kids understand their unique gender. So it's not to understand the gender they are, it's to understand their now new unique gender, right? Navigate the world around them and gain confidence and support. It's, you know, and it's to help parents affirm. Well, why would we affirm? What if we don't want to affirm? What if we don't believe
their agenda? They really want to mess with kids' minds. Why they want to do that? Why evil does what it does? I don't know. They don't introduce a book that has kids question whether they want to smoke cigarettes or not. You know what I'm saying? Yep. They don't. Their books, their lessons, everything that they do is about what their agenda is.
I gotta send this to you. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but
no.
They have a I don't even know how to put this. I'm just gonna say it. They have a fake mini penis kit for little girls to wear, so they can understand what it's like to have something between your legs.
So if you're a parent. Her thinking that, well, that's interesting and that's fair and that's worthy of doing. I don't want even my kids going to school with your kids, to be honest. I love the idea of fighting against the school system and all that crap, but this is going so fast and furious. I say, get your kids out of there and fight. Protect your kids and fight at the same time because you're fighting for the overall community. And that's what I'm trying to do. But I'm taking my baby out of there.
I don't even know how to deal with some of this stuff. You know, it comes up. Somebody just sent me a link to a story. It says, do you know that the SAT is now considered racist? And that's why California has stopped it here in California.
That's been considered racist a long time ago. And one of the reasons they're saying, and I don't know if in this article, but one of the reasons they're saying is because white kids can get tutors and they can pass the things. There's also racially biased questions on the SAT, things that we've never been exposed to. Now, I will tell you that I saw a wonderful documentary on how things are biased in that way. Not biased, but they have terms in the test that some children are not privy to. And once they change those terms, the kids do really a lot better. But they don't say, let's throw out the test. They don't do that. They discover what's going on in these tests that's making a certain group of people. And I think they were West Indians, I believe. They didn't understand these questions because they used different terms. So that's fair. I think that's fair and good. But what you're doing, what they're doing, is saying black kids, or I'm assuming it's black kids, they're dumbing it down or getting rid of it because black kids aren't able to pass it. That's not going to do the black community any good.
This is where I say to you, and I'm not trying to be mean. I know some people think I am, but where is the black community stepping up and going, no, I want you to keep the AP class in, and I want you to work with my son or daughter to help them be better.
Why would they say that? Why would they say that when the left and everything they hear is telling them the opposite? Why would they say that? I mean, I think it's a blessing that Donald Trump came along and said, what the hell do you have to lose? And then Biden came along and showed you
what you had to lose.
What you got to lose.
It didn't happen.
Exactly. Exactly. So I think that there's some eyes and ears that are being opened. But, you know,
things happen
progressively.
I hope
you're
right.
There's nothing progressively in that term.
You know. All right, Sonya Schmidt. You can find her every week here with me, antagonizing her, torturing her.
Winnie Clam or what?
No, stop it. No food. Stop talking about food. I got a ways to go. Anyway, thanks, Sonia. Always appreciate your time with me. All right, people, you got me the next hour. Good luck to you. I mean, seriously, I got a lot that I want to beef on. We'll be back in a little bit.